I want to talk about the 2022 action thriller starring none other than Zac Efron. You wouldn't really normally consider him to be an action star. I wouldn't, at least. I remember him from High School Musical as a sort of cutesy teenager youngster dancing around. And I really like Zac Efron, though, as a person. It was kind of interesting to see him put in a role where he's not, he's more of a, like, grown-up. He's been in a few other movies, but he's more, like, gritty in this film called Gold. In Gold, it's, as described on IMDb, it's set in the not-too-distant future. And he's a drifter traveling through the desert and discovers the largest gold nugget ever found. Now, when he was traveling through the desert, he had paid someone to drive him. And when they found it, they agreed that they would split the find. But one of them had to stay behind while the other drove the vehicle back so that they could get an excavator to dig it out. It was that big. And sure, a nugget that big, even now, if somebody found a nugget that big, it would be enough to be worth millions of dollars. That is what they decided to do. Zach doesn't, they never gave him a name in the film, so I'm just going to refer to him as Zach. He insists that you will be the one that goes and gets the excavator. I'm guarding the gold. And so that's where the film, they're out in the desert. They just said not in the too distant future. They didn't really say where it was. I come to find out it was in deserty part of Australia. I don't remember if that was actually declared in the film that they were in Australia. It was a hot, it was desert, it was a heat of the summer, and at night dogs would come out and hunt. And so he would have to light fires. He'd have to collect wood during the day and light fires during the night to defend against the dogs, the wild dogs. That was the agreement that they made. He was going to stick behind. He had like a gallon of water and he had a couple cans of food, and that was it. As each day went by, Zach's character grew more and more weak, and he was sunburned, he was sun-drenched. He found an old aircraft that had been abandoned, and he used that to help build his shelter. At some point, I was wondering, because he had seen a woman that came up to him, was initiating conversation, and offered him something to drink, and I was wondering, is he seeing an illusion, or what's going on? In the events of the film, I'm going into spoiler territory. He ends up accidentally, I want to say, killing her. He beats her when she was starting to go through his stuff. So you could kind of say it might have been, in a way, self-defense. But he whacked her real good with a piece of wood, and he ends up killing her. And I was like, I don't know. Was she a mirage? And then he part of the storyline, he buries her. And then seemingly she shows up again. I was like, wait a minute. So is that her? And then she said something about looking for her sister. Like, okay, so maybe she was a twin. But anyway, that's sort of a little side story. The whole time you're just wondering, how is Zach going to survive? He did have a radio, a way of communicating with his partner through the radio, but he used it very sparingly. It was always like, I'll be there, I'm trying to get there as fast as I can, or my vehicle broke down, and it was always some sort of an excuse. If I was in Zach's position, I would have been like, dude, you have to come back because I can't survive much more longer out here. The person that, before he killed that woman, she told him there was a watering hole about 5 miles away in a certain direction, and he might have benefited by doing that, but at the same time, he didn't want to leave that gold nugget unprotected. Going into the final spoiler at the end of the film, we find out that Zach's partner had indeed made it back with the excavator, had someone else drive the excavator out, but he was holding back, waiting for Zach's character to die. And I don't know how much time had passed, but it seemed like about maybe 7 to 10 days, and Zach's character was weak and he was crawling, he could barely move. And finally, the dogs start attacking him in the daytime. I think it was in broad daylight, the dogs just start attacking him, and he relents and the dogs eat him. His partner just sat there and watched it and let it happen. And it was like, wow, that is cold-blooded. He just didn't want to split the bounty with him. After the dogs finish eating Zac Efron, he whistles to the guy to come in with the excavator with the truck, and they drive in, and he drives over to the spot, or I can't remember if he drove or ran over to the spot where the gold nugget was. And then shoop, he gets shot with a bow and arrow and falls dead. And then the credits roll. So it was a little unsatisfactory in terms of the ending, because you don't know for sure who killed his partner. Was it the girl's sister? Was it the guy who brought the excavator with him? It really didn't matter, but it was kind of, in a way, a karma thing. So, like, he let his partner die, and then he falls dead at the hands of someone else who wanted what he wanted, or what he was about to have. Sort of like the no honor among thieves thing. The film, it was pretty good. It dragged on, though. I think after the first 45 minutes, I was really wanting things to wrap up. A lot of people say it was slow. And yeah, I can see that. It was sort of slow at parts. But I really do like those types of movies that focus on one or two people and just rely more on the storyline. And that's what I think the director was going with in this film. And it made it really interesting. Except it just dragged on a little too long, and then at the end you didn't really get full satisfaction that we were hoping to get. I was kind of sad to see Zach's character pass away, and I almost, as a viewer, what I was hoping would happen was he goes out, the guy comes back with an excavator after a few days, he doesn't let him die, and then see what happens, see what unfolds after that in this weird, almost like a post-apocalyptic land that they're in. And see where it went, what kind of stories could be told after that. But that's not how the events of this film were folded. So for me, it didn't quite elevate to a 4 stars, and I would give Gold 3. I do think it was really good, and especially if you're a fan of Zac Efron, you get to see him play one of his first dramatic thriller type roles.